So hello everyone, and welcome to the Women Innovators and Trailblazers podcast. I'm Aaron Souza. I'm joined today with Sheila Kuhn of Hot Oven Cookies. Thank you very much for being here.
You're welcome. Thanks for inviting me.
So how I want to do this today is I just want to kind of let you tell your story about how you came to be as a small business owner, because that's kind of how this whole thing is about, really. It's just being women in business and being a female innovator. So thank you very much for being on. If you want to start by telling your story.
Sure. So really, Hot Oven Cookies was created out of necessity.
Mm-hmm.
I found myself a single mom of 7 kids. And I had been working 16, 18 hours a day, and it sucked. And I decided that I don't want to do that anymore. With a bakery background, I wanted to open up a baking business,
mm-hmm.
as I had done in the past. So I actually decided that I would buy a franchise, because there's a structure to the model. But then when I called around for the franchises that I wanted, I was basically told I was too average. Even if I could come up with the $200,000 deposit, I didn't have enough assets. So I said, you know, I'm going to create my own franchise. That's what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I had been researching the industry for a couple years, and it took me another 4 to 6 years before I actually launched. I'm doing a lot of research and investigation. I actually gained like 60 pounds, no lie,
really?
Driving around New England, trying all the possible baked goods that I could find until I was ready to launch. But the major part for me was creating a business that I could work whenever I wanted and however I wanted,
mm-hmm.
so that would benefit myself and my kids, and that's what I did.
That's awesome. So you said you had a bakery background. So how did that help you, like, kind of figure out how to lead into this sort of business?
You know, there's triumphs and there's failures.
Mm-hmm.
I remember in 2006, I found a job as a baker.
Mm-hmm.
My background, I was actually headed to law school.
Oh, really?
And
wow.
I also worked in human services.
Mm-hmm.
But necessity brought me to a job as a baker.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember telling the owner that my recipes were much better than the ones she had in house. And she challenged me to replace them, and so
right.
I did.
Right.
And I loved the job. But then my grandmother, who helped raise me, got sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to make a decision. So I told the owner I had to leave, and she wanted my recipes, and I wouldn't give them to her.
Mm,
and she wouldn't buy them for $20,000. So I actually created my first wholesale business, and for about a year and a half, I sold her the goods that she needed for her cafe.
Oh, wow.
My grandmother got sick. That was my focus for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then my grandparents helped me to open up my own bakery. And I was a great pastry chef. Not a great business person.
Right.
I had no knowledge. I didn't have a logo. I had a name.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. No niche. I was doing everything from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was insane. I was also going through a very difficult time in my marriage.
Mm-hmm.
My ex-husband was an addict. And so I was losing the business, the money that I was earning,
right.
to somebody else's vices. And I said, I'm going to close this down. And I did. And it was the worst time of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I closed it, and it took me another 2 years before I was not so angry that I wanted to restart. So that's
right.
basically what happened.
Right. So that's really interesting, actually. So how did that first, like, I wouldn't say failure, but how did that first business help you learn and help you develop into what you have now, into what seems to be a pretty successful business that you have running right now?
I had to swallow a lot of pride.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, no narcissism, even present. I'm just a really good chef, pastry chef. I've done a lot of research, and I know how my product compares. And it's been that way consistently. So that's something I've always had. But to recognize that wasn't enough,
mm-hmm.
was it was a growing experience, you know?
Right.
I had to kind of die to self and decide that, all right, tenacity is enough. And so in the second round, I was a little more careful. I utilized as much community support as possible through Valley Venture Mentors,
mm-hmm.
through the Spark program in Holyoke. I took the Rise Up Springfield class. These are all community and
mm-hmm.
business classes and mentorship programs. And so I soaked it all in because I knew I couldn't do it by myself.
Right, absolutely. And so living as a single mother with 7 kids, that I can't even imagine how difficult and how much how much effort and mm-hmm. you have to put in every day.
Mm-hmm.
But how for other women that might be thinking about opening a business and they have kids and they don't think they have the time,
mm-hmm.
What would you say to them to be like, hey, I did this, you can do this too?
You know, for myself, I don't know about a lot of other women, but again, like I said, my business was born out of necessity.
Right.
And it was born out of something I know that I could do.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a pastry chef back in the day, when I was studying to become a pastry chef, I would make my kids all these foo-foo desserts that they
mm-hmm.
hated. So I created these cookies, and my kids are just as innovative as me. And so they started asking me to add all this stuff into their cookies. So I kept a book,
mm-hmm.
and that book I didn't think I would need later on. But after the first failure of the shop,
right.
and knowing that I couldn't do it without a niche,
right.
I had to like really focus. I look back on what I could reasonably do.
Mm-hmm.
And then to be honest with you, a lot of it was kind of like, I'm doing this for my kids.
Right.
They're gonna watch me rise out of the ashes. I'm not gonna leave it there. And that's really a big, huge motivator for me.
Oh, absolutely.
You can call it stubbornness. Whatever you wanna call it. My kids were not gonna see me stay down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's really important. And that's a great motivator, especially using your children. And like I said before, it takes so much time and effort, like being able to raise kids and being able to have your own business. And are you the only person that works at Hot Oven Cookies, or?
No, so the kind of fairy tale ending is that I got remarried,
mm-hmm.
and so I met my husband the same year that I really kind of delved into Valley Venture Mentors and Spark
right.
E for All.
Right.
And my husband David was the one that was really like, he's a retired Marine,
mm-hmm.
and he's the one that said, you know what, I'm gonna work two jobs, you
will
start this business. And so it was that support that I used to launch and to get it done, and I really couldn't have done it without him.
Oh, that's awesome. So coming into this new business now, what sort of things did you bring in from your past experience that you wanted to be able to change, that you wanted to be able to adapt to this
mm-hmm.
new thing? Because I know you said you went to a lot of these business courses
mm-hmm.
and you learned a lot, but how did you bring, like for the average person, what did you bring into this new venture?
I would say a nullifying of fear. And what I mean by that was, you know, I went through the mentorship program at VVM,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't necessarily easy. When I got there, remember I told you, I didn't have any business experience.
Right.
And it's basically like a shark tank, right?
Right?
But you compete against other businesses. So the first round, I was competing against like 36 businesses, and I kind of led with the cookies, right?
Yeah.
But even when I pitched, I didn't know how to pitch.
Mm-hmm.
I was in tears because the judges were like, you better come back in 45 minutes with a better story or you're not going to make it. And again, that crucifying of pride.
Yeah, right.
I was like, how dare they, you know? But so I sobbed, I cried. My husband's like, okay, don't cry, but tell them the story you just told me. I did,
yeah.
I made it, right?
Right.
And then I got into the accelerator program,
mm-hmm.
and I was in a program with businesses that were curing cancer with like bacteria, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I was gonna quit. I was gonna quit the very first day because I said, I shouldn't be here. Like, I don't deserve it. But then when I saw the impact that my cookies had on these stressed out people who I thought were superior to me, I recognized that I have value.
Right.
It may be simplistic, it may be not as overwhelmingly awesome
yeah.
and world changing as them, but we do have an impact
mm-hmm.
because for 1 second, 2 seconds, however long it takes you to eat a cookie, we're changing people's lives.
Right.
And I've been realizing a lot lately that my experience and what's happened is actually the testimony of it is another benefit to the business, because people always come in and ask me and I'm able to share with them and hopefully spur them on
mm-hmm.
to do that for themselves.
Wow, that's it takes a lot. Like you said, it takes a lot of swallowing your own pride and being like, hey, this is, you know, I need to do this. And you're right with the whole value thing. I mean, being able to do something for somebody, even if it's something as small as, you know, having
mm-hmm.
them enjoy a cookie for however
right.
long it takes, that's massively important for a lot of people. And
mm-hmm.
I think you've done a good job of capitalizing on that, and that's really important. And I think for a lot of people who might be starting, at least in my opinion, being able to find that value, find that
mm-hmm.
niche, and say, hey, like, this is what we're focusing on, that's extremely important in starting a business.
I think you're right. You know, one thing that I was thinking about that, I always say, if I could do it, I mean, if you look at my circumstances, single mom of seven,
yeah.
totally broke,
uh-huh.
no business experience, and if I can do it, anybody could do it.
Right.
You know, as long as you harness what you've got, and I think that's, besides the cookie, that's what makes our mission and our story so powerful.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and you know, for anyone that is watching, I mean, being able to take what you do well, and obviously you did baking mm-hmm. well, and that is something that you can make a career.
Absolutely.
And that applies to anything, really. Being able to take what you do well and what you want to do and do just doing it. So now you're here at Hot Oven Cookies. How long have you been operating?
So we've been in business since late 2015.
Late 2015. And I'm assuming every year you've just been keeping growing and doing well.
Absolutely. You know, when I was planning this business before mm-hmm. I met my husband, I knew that this is what I wanted to do. So I phased out my business
mm-hmm.
because I was also broke. So I decided that I would first become a cookie delivery service
yep.
and see if the market was there, then scale into a food truck, then a storefront, then a franchise. And so that's what we've done. We haven't gotten to the franchise. We're working on the franchise model to launch in a few years. But that's what we did. That's what I had to do. I had to just take it step by step by step.
Mm-hmm.
And thankfully, the response was there.
Right.
But it was very structured.
Oh, I'm sure. And that's part of a good business plan, is just making sure you had your goals set up.
Mm-hmm.
As you've come a long way since the very beginning.
Right.
How would you say that, what would you say to women now, like
right.
saying, now that you're here,
right.
saying, hey, I'm here, what you can do this too, what would you want to say to them?
I get asked this question a lot, and I think about it, and it's like, as a woman,
mm-hmm.
right, as a mom of seven, I'm kind of like an admiral.
Right? I would agree to that.
And like, I've gotten to this point where I'm a leader and I believe that all of my, you know, like I know everything. That's just
right.
me being honest. And what I have found in the last couple of years is that as shiny as the idea is in my head, once it gets out of it, it might not be such a good idea. And it's okay when you have a support system of people who lovingly critique you
mm-hmm.
to kind of shape and file away the things that don't work
mm-hmm.
to make a product that actually does work in the end.
Right.
So it's just opening yourself up to critique, because critique has an absolute value.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, and where can people find you?
So we are located at 1597 Main Street in downtown Springfield.
Okay.
And we also have a cookie cart that's out and about in the community.
Sure.
So look us up on Facebook and Instagram,
okay.
and we'll be posting where we're set up.
And that's Hot Oven Cookies, spelled just exactly that way.
Absolutely.
So the last thing I wanted to do today is I actually had you bring in some cookies of your own that we could show off.
I sure did.
So why don't you
sure.
kind of show us what you have here.
Sure. So I didn't know how you want to look at it, but what these are, so real quick about Hot Oven Cookies. We have a total, we're working on a menu of 130 flavors. We have 4 signature flavors that are always there,
right.
and 4 rotating flavors. So every week we have a new flavor,
okay.
flavors, and that's one of the flavors of the week.
Okay, so what is this that we have here?
That one is called a Cinnabon Caramel Chip.
Mm.
It's a chocolate chip cookie with cinnamon roll chunks and a salted caramel
chip. All right,
chip.
So if you want to join me in tasting it, yep, we can just taste it right here.
Okay. All right.
And then that'll probably be about wrapping us up.
All right, I'll indulge you.
So I've never had a hot oven cookie, so this will be my first time.
Oh, cheers.
Yeah, so
cheers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm.
Awesome.
Wow, that's really good.
Mm, thank you.
Wow. I'm really impressed.
Thank you.
Like, because I know, like, obviously everyone's had cookies, but like, honestly, just, it's soft
mm-hmm.
and the flavors are all like perfect. So I'm very
thank
good.
You very much. Thank mm-hmm. you. I appreciate it.
All right. So, that is going to end it for us. So I hope you enjoyed listening, and we'll see you next time on the WIT podcast.